Greetings, church family and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday school preview, so thanks for joining me and welcome back. The September unit focus has been on God's covenant promises and is entitled Signs of God's Covenants. Promises or agreements God makes are sometimes referred to as covenants. A covenant usually requires something on the part of the people who are the object of the covenant. In today's lesson entitled Spirit-Filled Heart, God introduces a new and better way to relate to Him and one another. The previous covenant told Israel what to do, but didn't give them much help on how to do it. The law of God to the people was something on stone or paper and without feeling. It was good and right, but the people lacked the mercy and compassion necessary to make it effective. Because it was external instead of internal, the people had difficulty keeping the law and covenant of God. They were punished and exiled for their gross disobedience, and God's holy name was profaned or made common among nations. But God never stopped loving them, and while He had their attention during their captivity, He sent word by His prophets that He had not forsaken them and would bring them back. Seeing that they were incapable of correcting the problem that caused their exile, God takes it upon Himself to restore the disobedient nation of Israel in order to keep His promise to Abraham to give his descendants the land of Canaan and to glorify and restore His holy name. However, this time God will help them to internalize His word and give them access to His Spirit in order for them to keep His covenant and fulfill His will for their lives. The emphasis this time will be on reshaping their heart by making it tender or feeling and receptive to His Spirit. You can get a deeper understanding of this lesson by reading the daily Sunday school readings found in your Sunday school book and on our website and mobile app. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday school this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of biblical covenants. So until then, grace and peace.